You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Monday, March 22nd. What to know today about a popular spring break location now declaring a state of emergency, and why protesters gathered over the weekend in several major U.S. cities. Also, who made a surprise trip to Afghanistan as the Biden administration faces an upcoming deadline to decide whether to withdraw U.S. troops. Plus, will former President Trump launch his own social network? It's possible. A bumpy start for March Madness, while this year's Summer Olympics faces another big shakeup. And which country was just named the happiest in the world? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's new data out today about another COVID-19 vaccine, and it's promising. The findings of a large U.S. trial show the vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford is 100% effective in preventing severe illness and hospitalization from COVID-19 and 79% effective in preventing any COVID-19 symptoms. The AstraZeneca vaccine, though, is not yet authorized here in the U.S. That said, these early findings from the U.S. study will be part of the data the company will give to the FDA, likely in the coming weeks, to try and get the green light here in America. Already, this type of vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 other countries, though there has been some recent concerns after reports of blood clots in some vaccinated people. That said, Europe's drug regulator says the shot is both safe and effective, although they could not rule out that it is connected to two very rare types of clots. Today, AstraZeneca added, an independent board found no safety concerns connected to the shot. Stay tuned. A state of emergency in a popular tourist spot. The city of Miami Beach, Florida, has new restrictions because of rowdy crowds looking to party. Thousands of people have been gathering in the streets there. The Miami Beach mayor told USA Today it's a triple threat. Too many people, too many coming with a desire to go wild, and it's all happening as COVID-19 continues to spread. In fact, city officials held an emergency meeting just last night and decided to keep in place some new restrictions, including a rare 8 p.m. curfew, for a few more weeks. Police and SWAT teams made dozens of arrests over the weekend, adding to the more than 1,000 arrests there in less than 2 months. But already, police are facing some new criticism for how they're trying to deal with the crowds ignoring the curfew. Officers in Miami Beach used pepper balls and sound cannons on Saturday night. Some black leaders in the area say officers overreacted to break up crowds of mostly people of color. Though the police chief said his officers would only fire tear gas if crowds were surging toward them and officers felt threatened. Either way, expect to hear more about this. The curfew and other restrictions are set to stay in place until at least April 12th. Well, people gathered for rallies, protests, and vigils in major cities across the U.S. over the weekend, calling for an end to violence against Asian Americans. For example, in New York City, many people marched from Times Square to Manhattan's Chinatown. Near the Georgia State Capitol, hundreds of people gathered Saturday with signs saying things like, "Stop Asian Hate." And some are calling for the suspect in last week's spa shootings to be charged with hate crimes. At this point, Atlanta police say they're still investigating before that will be decided. Remember, a man is arrested and charged for killing 8 people, including 6 women of Asian descent, in Atlanta-area massage businesses. He told police he has a sex addiction and was lashing out at places that tempted him. The FBI director has told NPR it does not appear the shooter was racially motivated. But not everyone is convinced. Either way, officials in various cities have said hate crimes against Asian Americans have been going up since the start of the pandemic, since the virus was first found in China. So now it's led to some lawmakers pushing for better tracking of hate crimes. The new U.S. Defense Secretary made a surprise trip to Afghanistan. It's his first trip to the home of America's longest war as Pentagon chief, and he met with the Afghan president. The trip is happening as President Biden faces an upcoming deadline to decide whether or not to withdraw U.S. troops from the country by May 1st. That's the timeline the Trump administration had agreed on early last year in a deal with the Taliban there in Afghanistan. And as part of that deal, the U.S. would withdraw troops from the country by May, In exchange, the Taliban, a militant group there in the country, promised to do things like end attacks on Afghan security forces and stop all support of terrorist groups. At this point, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will not say whether the Taliban is keeping up their side of the deal, but Politico reports he did say violence in the country is still too high. And some top generals are warning that May 1st deadline would be too soon to send troops home. The Biden administration has not yet made a decision. Stay tuned. It's being called the worst flooding in half a century, and it's happening in areas along Australia's east coast. Because of record rainfall, flood warnings are in effect, and natural disasters have been declared for parts of New South Wales. That's the country's most populous state. The AP reports it's forcing thousands of people there to evacuate and damaging hundreds of homes. Already hundreds of people have had to be rescued from floodwaters. It's actually the opposite concern from a year ago when Australia was hurting from catastrophic wildfires. A volcano in Iceland has erupted for the first time in 6,000 years. The volcano is in a remote valley, and the river of lava could be seen from Iceland's capital, Reykjavik, about 20 miles away. CBS News reports local officials told people to go inside and close their windows. That's because volcanoes can spew potentially hazardous gases when they erupt. But the good news is this eruption was considered relatively small and is not considered a major concern for any people or buildings there. The activity has also calmed down since it started on Friday. We have much more news coming up, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to Ritual. Ritual is not your typical multivitamin. Its clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients, including vitamin D3, to help fill gaps in the diet and informs your body can actually use. No shady extras allowed. That's why I first started taking Ritual vitamins months ago. Yep, even if I was not partnering with them, I would be taking these vitamins. I appreciate that the company is so upfront about exactly what goes in the vitamins and why. And I can take them with or without food with no issues. Ritual's fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. They're also convenient. They're delivered right to my door with free shipping each month. Of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And get this, if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Plus, right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. Another big shakeup for the Olympic Games. Overseas fans will not be allowed to attend this year's Summer Games in Tokyo. The decision was announced over the weekend, and it's, of course, because of the pandemic. Olympic organizers said there's just too much uncertainty still with the virus, and they don't want to wait any longer to give ticket holders some more clarity so they can adjust their travel plans. Now, overseas fans who already bought tickets can get a refund. Of course, the Olympics were supposed to happen last summer, but were postponed. Now the games are set to begin in Tokyo, Japan this July. March Madness is off to a sort of bumpy start. Even with the NCAA men's tournament happening just in the Indianapolis area to avoid the typical travel, a team has been forced to forfeit in the first week. Virginia Commonwealth University had to back out of its game against Oregon over the weekend. The school and health officials said too many of its members tested positive for COVID-19 over a two-day span. As a result, VCU is out, with the game declared a no contest, and Oregon gets to advance. Also moving on, Loyola Chicago. The team pulled off the biggest upset of the NCAA tournament so far, sending number one seed Illinois home in the second round yesterday. But the focus has not just been on the games themselves. That's because of controversy over disparities between the men's and women's competitions. At first, it was about unequal workout facilities. Apparently, tournament organizers provided the men in Indiana with a state-of-the-art facility, while women playing the tournament in San Antonio, Texas, basically got an empty room with a rack of hand weights. Tournament organizers have since apologized and brought the women's weight room up to par. But then the president of the NCAA also acknowledged another potential imbalance. The women's teams were getting cheaper, less sensitive ways to test athletes for COVID-19. While some are not happy about this, the organization's president says he has complete confidence in the different testing protocols as they do work with local health organizations in those different cities. Former President Donald Trump could be back on social media in the coming months, but on his own platform. That's at least what his longtime advisor Jason Miller told Fox News yesterday. Miller said it could happen in about 2 or 3 months, but he didn't give too many details. It's not clear if Trump plans to create his own social network or if he wants to partner with an existing company. Miller told Fox News many have reached out about starting a new venture. Remember, Trump was kicked off Twitter and Facebook after the January 6th Capitol riot, and he's still suspended from those platforms. So now, this new claim has a lot of people talking about a possible online comeback, but TBD if it actually happens. For the fourth year in a row, Finland has been ranked the happiest country in the world. This is according to the World Happiness Report. It looks at how many people in nearly 150 countries rate their overall happiness. That includes things like their personal freedoms and if they feel like they can trust their government. Well, Finland had the highest marks of any nation. Denmark, Switzerland, Iceland, and the Netherlands rounded out the top five. The U.S. ranked 19th on the list. And that's it for your main news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. Have you heard about Rothy's yet? They have comfy, chic shoes, stylish bags in all sizes, and washable masks. I've now gotten two pairs of shoes from Rothy's, and it's just the beginning. Because now that I've experienced the style and range of options, the reliable comfort with no break-in period required ever, and Rothy's great customer service, like free shipping and free returns on eligible items, I now know I can trust this company, and I love ordering from them. I'm still amazed that I could wear my Rothy's flats right out of the box, and they were comfortable from day one. I also really appreciate that Rothy's keeps sustainability in mind all along the way. To date, they've transformed more than 70 million plastic water bottles into their beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. It's no wonder Vogue has called Rothy's a, quote, personal obsession. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Again, head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Okay, now back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about how Americans are at least starting to browse for and buy so-called real clothes again, meaning things other than sweatpants and loungewear. Some nationwide retailers are reporting rising demand for things like jeans, trendy tops, dresses, workwear, and even tuxedos. As the Washington Post reports, this could be an early sign of something economists have been expecting, a burst of spending once more people are vaccinated for COVID-19. One retail analyst said as people see the light at the end of the tunnel, they're starting to make plans, and that often means a new outfit. The market research firm NPD Group found more than half of U.S. consumers plan to buy apparel in the coming months. Still, other analysts caution this could be a trend that disappears after an initial spike. Either way, it could be a welcomed boost for a suffering industry. The Post cited federal data showing clothing sales plummeted 86% in the first months of the pandemic and have yet to recover. Now, retailers say they're seeing a bit of a recovery and they're doing their best to accommodate shoppers. For example, they're stocking up on clothes people need right now or in the weeks ahead, whereas they usually might be focusing on selling items for next season. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.